From West Market Square Artisan Coffee House in downtown Bangor, our friend Cheryl Mishu is here. Hello.
Hello, guys. How
are you? Lovely to see you.
Yeah, you too. It's always fun. It's great to be in the studio, though.
Yes.
Gosh, it's been, what, like 3 years maybe?
Been a while.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's even better when you bring goodies, but it's even better when you bring goodies.
And let's be honest.
My gosh, we've got coffee. We've got some special lattes. We've got an eggnog latte. What did you think of that?
The eggnog latte is just delicious because you can actually taste that it's eggnog. A lot of times you'll get one that's just sort of like the spices that you would have. But this has the eggnog flavor and richness, and it is delicious.
Well, it's real eggnog, so our baker makes it from scratch.
Oh, my.
And so it's the real deal, and you put a couple shots of espresso in there, and it's really good.
Well, that was very good. And I'm also enjoying the Snow Queen, which has got with some peppermint, and what else is in there?
Yeah. We make our own peppermint syrup, and it has white chocolate ganache in it.
My.
And then we sprinkle some crushed candy cane on top of it. And then it's also got espresso in it. It's a latte.
Boom.
So,
I'll be up all night, but it'd be worth it.
Yeah. And then you guys also have Americanos, which for folks who don't know is, we use a double shot of espresso and then you add water to it.
Mm.
So we, as you know, take the pains to make sure our espresso tastes really good, but it comes from World War II when troops were in Europe and espresso was really, they weren't used to it. It was very strong, very bitter. And so they would add water to dilute it. So that's really essentially what you're doing is diluting a shot, or in our case, a double shot. So we try not to put too much water in because you don't want it to just be coffee water. But it makes a nice little cup of coffee.
Oh, it does.
Yep.
It's the only shot that Carrie's ever diluted. And then, oh my gosh, the amazing snacks here. Molasses cookies. I have not sampled yet, but you seem to enjoy what I think
it's gone. I couldn't resist. I had to dive into that before we even got on the air. It's just a excellent example of a traditional New England molasses cookie.
She does a nice job.
Ever since my grandmother made them, that's been my standard, and that comes darn close.
Well, I polished off in no time flat that apple cider donut cake, which is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, one of my favorites right there. Yeah, Cassie does, our baker does a great job. And you can check our Instagram because we do have a few things that are most popular that we're offering up if people want to order them for the holidays, including some gluten and gluten-free vegan. Mm. So gluten-free vegan blueberry banana bread and pumpkin bread, and you can get those that not vegan as well, whole loaves. We've got a variety of quiches that we'll make for folks if they want to order, so they can just call the shop, and we need 48 hours notice, so 992-2270.
The molasses bread, I have not had this molasses bread, but I've had your molasses bread before, and that's so good.
Yeah.
It's comforting.
It is, right? Yeah, all those great spicy things like the molasses cookies and such are
I'll try the molasses bread.
All right.
Since neither of us have tried it yet.
Right. I need to get a picture before it's all gone, too, so I can put it up on the
social. Is delicious.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You had a fun night last night because everything got moved because of the weather Saturday to last night in downtown Bangor. Yeah. You were telling me that all kinds of people were stopping.
Oh my gosh. It was really an awesome crowd last night. The shop, we're always very, very busy for a couple of hours right around the beginning of the parade until the trees lit.
Mm.
And then it's just, you know, it's silence after that, but it's really fun chaos through that point. But in hot chocolate is just the name of the game.
Oh yeah.
For that period of time. So yeah, it was really well attended and weather was decent. You know, I'm really glad they pushed it
because,
you know, the wind and the rain on Saturday would have.
Definitely the right decision to make. So all kinds of things going on. We were talking to Betsy Lundy about this the other day. Downtown is looking absolutely beautiful, and it feels as normal as it's felt since the before times.
Right, the before times, doesn't it? Yeah. No, it feels good, and things are decorated, and new shops are adding in. We've got some new businesses downtown, so yeah, it's growing and changing, and it's all good. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, holiday season is here, and of course, you'll have lots of great goodies, as you mentioned. If there's something you like, you can could pre-order. You're saying that it's possible that I could get an entire apple cider donut cake for myself if I wanted it?
Yes, that's one of the things on the list, actually. But it's a you can get a 6-inch one.
Oh, please.
Well, okay, we could make you a big one too, Rich, if you really want it.
I believe the idea, Rich, is to share it with your guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. Sure.
Wink, wink.
Sure. Yeah, be all about that.
Yeah. No, so it's great downtown right now. And speaking of changes, of course, the hotel that we rent space from, last I knew, the estimated opening date will be March, maybe first part of April. So that's exciting. I've seen some of the storyboards for like the lobby and some of the places. It's going to be incredible.
Wow.
Really incredible. And we'll have a little sprucing up next door at our place. And so, you know, it'll be a fresh start come spring. It'll all be good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This will be what, 6 years in the spring?
Seven.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right? Where
does
it go? I know. Wow. I know. So this coming weekend, with people out shopping and such, we're going to do a coffee tasting at the shop from 9 to 10. And we've got a guest roaster with us right now, and his stuff has been flying off the shelves, and that's Blind Tiger. So Charlie, who owns that business, will be in and we'll be sampling a couple of his coffees. What we try to do is we try to do a single origin and then a blend, so you can really taste the difference in the taste notes. When they're side by side, sometimes you don't notice it so much if you're just getting a cup by itself. So we'll do that from 9 to 10 on Saturday. And it's also
fantastic.
Small business weekend.
Another small business Saturday,
So come support us all.
And we've talked about this too. If you've got a coffee lover in the family or a friend, there's so much you can find at West Market Square Artisan Coffee House.
Yeah.
I mean, from beans, incredible beans, from your great roasters to the supplies you need to make your own pour-over coffee. What are some of the things people could get their hands on?
So we sell mocha pots, which are a great little way. It's just a stovetop, and you put your ground coffee in it with some water, and it kind of percolates, actually, can make a... Depending on the size of the mocha pot, can make a nice strong cup of coffee, single cup or more. We carry the V60 pour over vessels, they're called, so you can make a single pour over that way. And then we have Chemex, which are really pretty glass vessels that you can make multiple cups of coffee in, but it's the pour over way of making coffee. We just got in some hand grinders that have a burr grinder to them, so they're just handheld, really easy, does a great job grinding. Burr grinders do the best job in terms of grinding coffee versus just a blade that chops it. And then we have a higher end Encore Baratza grinder for at home too, which is ranked one of the top at home grinders to have. I use it all the time at home. And they're a great company because they'll really support you on, you know, maintenance and all that kind of stuff. What else do we have? Tea bags, tea measuring spoons,
mugs,
all the filters,
travel mugs.
Yep. All that kind of stuff. And
some swag.
Yeah. A little swag here and there. And staff's really good at, you know, they can tell you how to do those pour overs, you know, give you a little 101, help you with, you know, the grind of the coffee for that. And, how much water and, you know, just kind of a basic recipe and get you started and head you out the door.
Nice. And of course, great coffee beans. If someone likes tea instead, that's fine because you got them covered there too.
Yeah, from Tea Mania. Mm. So we've got loose leaf tea from Tea Mania. There's a great chai company out of Brooklyn, Maine, Chaiwallas of Maine. Oh, we've got some of their tea on hand this year. Tea Mania tea gift sets for the holidays. We have those. I think that's it for tea right now, but
So make sure you stop by, not just for that coffee or that tea or that chai or that incredible latte or that hot chocolate. Stop in, do a little shopping for the coffee or tea lover in your life.
Oh, and gift cards.
It'd be always a perfect gift.
No fail, gift card.
Exactly.
There we go.
All right, so what time is the tasting again on
9
Saturday?
9 to 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Fantastic.
Yeah, right at the coffee house.
Yay. Well, Cheryl, it's great
to see
you.
Come hang out.
That sounds like a good day to me right there.
Yeah.
not as good as this one, obviously, but
and crawlers will be back on Saturday.
Right. Yeah. And bagels?
Yep, we have Bill's bagels.
Lord, my Lord.
It's all you need.
Right.
Good cup of coffee, bagel.
At what point in the day, like if I came in when you open Saturday, at what point would someone say, you know, we'd like to free up this table? Because if I could just stay there the entire day and move from like bagels to a crawler. And,
right. You could.
No, you wouldn't throw me out.
No, we wouldn't throw you out.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You can stay all day. Yeah,
you might put one of the rockers outside and suggest
maybe
I go there.
Give you a blanket. Yes, we'd give you a blanket.
Right, there you go. Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl,
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for bringing in the wonderful awesomeness that we'll continue to enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, happy holidays.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Yeah. Well, happy holidays to you and everybody at the shop, too.
Yeah, thanks so much.